For those of you who don't know, my name is Pastor Henry. I'm the other pastor here at Monroe. And during these next few Sundays, I'm going to take an opportunity to kind of check in as a community of faith and see where we are at. And we're going to examine ourselves, our hearts, and our lives, and the things that are going on within us as individuals, but also collectively. And I'm going to look at different building blocks, different things that are essential for a Christian community, right? A community of faith. Today we're going to start what I'm calling at the bottom, kind of at the foundation. We'll be talking about values, right? The things that we value. So to begin this morning, I want to take some time to answer the following question. As you look at the things that you own, right? The things that have different value, what are the three most valuable things that you have? Your three most valuable material possessions, this is, right? My kids are back there. They're really valuable to me, but I don't own them, right? We don't own other people, right? We own things. What are your most valuable things? You come up with the three most valuable things. Have a list in your head? Anybody want to share one or two? Yeah, Presley, what do you have? Your guitar. There you go. All right. Yeah. A house, okay, that made Pastor Henry's top three. A house that I have, yeah. Anybody else? Something that's valuable that you own? Yeah. Your business, all right. So our businesses have value to us, don't they? Yeah. Somebody back there I thought I saw, yes, no? Your dogs, all right. Some of us are dog lovers, right? Some of us are cat lovers. Some of us are both. Some of us are neither, right? Our dogs have lots of value. It's kept our dog around a long time, a lot longer, right? The value that Ginger has to the household, some of us would rather, right? But no, anyway. Yes. Your computer. All right, yes. Go ahead. Your wedding ring. All right. Monetary value, but probably a little sentimental value too, right? Yeah, okay. How about anybody's phone? I was in the Meijer the other day, and the lady in front of me was talking about how she would rather lose her purse than her phone. Right? She didn't care if her purse was lost, but that phone, yeah, what's valuable? Say that again. Your iPod? Ah. Henry John. Anybody else? Stuffed animals? Who's got valuable stuffed animals? All three of you have some valuable stuffed animals? All right, sweet. Yeah. Oh, what's that? Your golf clubs? Okay. Yes. Piggy, our beloved stuffed animal. Yes. Piggy. I have a lawnmower. That's pretty valuable to me. Why are you laughing? What? I didn't laugh at yours. Man. That's right. Well, no. Details. What's that? You know that you love when you're, yeah. Nice. It's kind of like bicyclists or cyclists. You know that you're a cyclist when your bike costs more than your car. You know that you like lawnmowers when your lawnmower is more expensive than your wife's wedding ring. Yeah, okay. Yes, Doug. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. A box of memories. Lots of value there. Okay. Very, very good. All right. Now that you have those things, now answer this next question. All right. We're going to move on. All right. And this next question seeks to explore, right, explore the relationship of our things to our lives.
out of the things that we value relate to how we live our lives. So the question is this: how is your life impacted by the things that you value? How or in what way is your life affected by the valuable things? Because of the things that are on your list, they have unique value to you. What, if anything, do you do that demonstrates the value that these things have in your life? For example, I had a friend in high school who had a valuable baseball card collection. Okay? And on account of this baseball card collection that he had a place in his house that was totally devoted to baseball cards. Right? He had created a whole system to keep track of the cards that he had, the cards that he was wanting to keep that nobody could ever touch, the cards that he was willing to trade. He had 3-ring binders that were full, right? Because you don't want cards to touch each other, I learned. Right? They have to be separate and they have to be protected. Right? So he had binders and binders full of these baseball cards. And the most valuable ones, they had plastic cases that were virtually indestructible, so the cards were in there. He would go to baseball card shows. This was before the internet. I mean, so he would trade all these things, right? Because of the value that they had. Because the baseball cards had so much value, there were certain things in his life that he did on account of it. I know another person who valued their children's college education. They valued it so much that not only did they work one daytime job, after the kids went to bed at night, they also worked another job through the night in order to earn more money so that their kids could go to college and that they could help pay for it. College education for kids was the value. Because of that value, they worked 80 hours a week. Their life revolved around that value. Right? I have a house. It's one of the most valuable things that we are working toward owning. Right? A lot of you are in the same boat. Right? Because we value home ownership, what do? We find jobs and we find work that help us pay the mortgage, don't we? So that the bank doesn't take it back away from us. Because we value it. We spend time caring for our houses, don't we? Repairing them and updating them. Right? Bringing them out of the 60s and the 70s. So that it maintains its value. And so it doesn't lose value. Right? We buy insurance for it, don't we? To protect it from acts of God and acts of children and acts of neighborhood kids. So we go to State Farm and we say, hey, I'm going to give you money because I value this. So valuable that if I lose it or something happens, right, I'll be able to replace it. So what about you? Right? How are the things that you value affecting how you live your life? You see a correlation between the two. In light of this, listen to these words from Jesus in Matthew 13. Here Jesus says this, he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy he went and sold all that he had and bought that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and he sold everything he had and bought it. In both of these brief parables, Jesus teaches his listeners about the value of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus teaches his listeners about its importance and its worth. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Do you know what the kingdom of heaven is? William Hendrickson defines the kingdom of heaven like this. He says, the kingdom of heaven is the glad recognition of God's rule over our hearts and lives, including salvation for the present and for the future, for soul and ultimately also for the body. It's the great privilege of being thereby made a blessing to others to the glory of God. He says, the kingdom of heaven is the recognition of God's rule over our hearts and our lives. The kingdom of heaven acknowledges that Jesus Christ, right, is our King and our Lord and Savior. Those people belong to the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus says, the recognition of God's rule over my heart and life is like a treasure that is hidden in a field. Michael Wilkins, in his comments on these verses, reminds us that in Jesus' day, there were no formal banks like you and I know today. There were no safety deposit boxes or ATMs on every corner. Therefore, treasures, the things that people valued, things like probably wedding rings, right, were buried. People buried their safety deposit boxes in Jesus' day. And it was not uncommon for people to hide valuables when armies approached. And then if a family didn't survive such an invasion, the treasure would be forgotten and unclaimed. It would stay in a field somewhere. The land where that field or that treasure resided could change hands many times before someone would stumble upon it and say, oh, the box of memories, the box of treasures, there it is in the field. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like that treasure in the field. Why does he say this? Jesus says this because like the treasure in the story that is buried in the field, the kingdom of heaven's worth is far more valuable than any sacrifice one might make to acquire it. What does the man do in the parable once he finds that there's treasure buried there? What does he do? He sells all that he has so that he can purchase and acquire the field. Why would he sell everything that he already has to get the field with the treasure? He would sell everything because he's gaining something that's more important than every other thing that he has. It's the most important. He sells the farm because he's going to gain something that's more valuable. He sells everything because this is one of the things that we do as humans, don't we? You and I, we give ourselves to the things that are important to us, don't we? To the things that we value. To the things that we treasure. Whether we like to admit it or not, you and I, we sell and we give our money. We give our skills, we give our times to the things that we value. What we value over here shapes our lives over here, doesn't it? And how do I know this to be true? Because we create rooms in our house established for the sole purpose of baseball card collecting, don't we? Because we value them. We value them, don't we? Because we work 80 hours a week so that our child can go to college and we can help pay for it. We work to pay the mortgage of our house, right, and spend time maintaining and repairing it because it's valuable to us. This is how it goes. What we value determines how we spend our time. Therefore, it's important for you and for me to be aware of what we value. What are those valuable things in our lives? In our parable, Jesus tells us and he teaches us that the kingdom of heaven,
The treasure that's buried in the field is the most valuable thing that you and I could acquire. It is far more valuable than anything on our list. Even our lawnmower. Right? Even our stuffed animals. Even our iPods. Even our house. Even our education. It is the most valuable thing Jesus teaches. And because of its great value, it should impact and control how you and I live our lives. Our mission here at MCC is to connect our downtown community to our life-changing God. But in order for this mission to be realized, we need to believe that that connection, a connection to a life-changing God, is the most important thing out there. It is the most valuable thing. Because if we don't, if we think that's 5th or maybe 13th or 27th thing on the valuable list, it's not going to be realized, right? Something else is going to take its place, won't it? How much energy, money, and time we give to making a connection to a life-changing God is going to be determined by the value that we give to it. Inviting someone to MC Squared, right? Being available to help at Around the Table, waking up early for men's breakfast, and now even a prayer gathering. Right? All these things are determined by what? By the value that we give to them. Right? How valuable do we believe that that is? One of the things I realized these past 2 weeks as I was preparing for this, one of the things I realized is that I am often selling the farm to things that are not the most valuable thing. I'm giving my time and energy often to things that are less valuable than the kingdom of heaven. I'm taking important things and allowing important things to usurp the most important thing. My house is important. We all need a place to live, don't we? A place to sleep where we're safe, where we're secure. But if that becomes the most important thing, what is it going to do to our lives? And if the type of house that we have to live in, right, becomes the most important thing, I know people who are consumed about that. Right? And all a lot of time and energy goes to paying a huge mortgage. Work is important, isn't it? All of us have to eat. But if work becomes the most valuable thing, right, and the kingdom of heaven starts dropping a few slots on the top 40, what happens? What happens to us? What happens to our soul? What happens to our lives? Sometimes we sell the farm for a not so important thing. It takes the place of the most important thing, doesn't it? Therefore, Jesus invites you and me to take a look. To consider the value of the kingdom of heaven. He invites us to consider it. And He invites us to consider it highly. He invites us to value it more than all those other important things. And allow it to shape and determine those rather than those shape and determine it. Jesus invites us to look and to examine what's the most valuable thing our lives today. Would you pray with me? Father, we come before you now.